Excuse me. I just need to read this list out. Thank you. Listen up, scum. I'm General Violet. Not that you need to know. I have a list here of some new recruits that were caught stealing extra rations and... well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to make an example out of you. First up, how do you even pronounce that? Can you read this out for me? Is this you? All right, come along. Where are we going? You don't need to worry about that. Just follow me. Toodaloo, the rest of you. Get back to work, and maybe I won't need to make an example out of you. I already told you that's none of your concern. You're new around here, so I'll give you a little pro tip. If you don't follow orders, you're going to regret it. Plain and simple. Now can an idiot like you remember that? Or am I going to have to write it down on your face? Good. Glad to hear someone around here isn't completely useless. Not you. Me, for letting you know. Anyways, we're almost to my tent. Yeah. I'll keep a little eye on you. As punishment, of course. You won't be eating or drinking for some time. You get to sit, all tied up and helpless, and you can think about what you did and reflect on it. And hopefully, you'll do better next time. In. Go on. Now, take a seat right there in the corner. You know, I think it would be an honor to even sleep under the same roof as someone like me. You don't want me to tie you up. Most of the boys I bring in here are so excited. That's right. You're new, so you don't know how things work around here. Well, I can chain you up outside in the cold and the rain, and you can starve, or you can show me just how useful you really are. You don't seem all that excited. Most people choose the latter. Am I going to have to seduce you? Look at you, making me work for it. I like it when they play hard to get. Sit down. No, you idiot. Here on the bed. Aren't you adorable? What, a girl's never sat on your lap before? I guess a girl's never done this either. Does me grinding on you feel good? No. Well, I think he has something different to say. So big already. You might just make me blush. Oh, come on. I know you want me. I want to hear you say it. Tell me. You want me to kiss you. You want me to touch you. Lick you. And tell me you want to be inside me. I want to hear everything that you're going to do to me. Or that you want me to do to you. No, there's a good boy. No, I think you should call me mistress. I like the sound of that more. You do like it, don't you? I can tell you're getting into it. Don't lie. The way you're grabbing my hips and pulling me down on you. So what if someone hears? Are you embarrassed? No, of course you are. You're so cute. That was bold of you. It feels so good and it's not even inside me yet. Have you ever done anything like this before? No. That's good. Lay down. No. You don't have to take your pants off. You just worry about me, okay? I'm gonna sit on your face, idiot. And you're gonna like it. And I'm going to put your cock in my mouth. And you're going to like that too. You're making so many cute noises. Of course I like it. Did you think I wasn't going to? Well, you're not exactly an expert, but we can work on that. I think you and I are going to get along just fine. Do you want me to keep going? Okay. Tastes so good. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I've never seen one this big before. I'm embarrassed to say it's a little bit hard to handle. Hey. What do you think you're doing? Why did you do that all of a sudden? You were supposed to let me know before you let it all out in my mouth. No. Not angry at all. I think I like you. I'm afraid I'm still gonna have to tie you up, though. Policy and all. Maybe I'll come back later for some fun. But for now, you need to be punished. Toodaloo.